Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. Our elderly sisters are burned alive without the Khilafah. News. On the 12th of April, the online news service DOA Muslims reported that a 97-year-old Palestinian woman named Naifa Rizq was burned alive in her home by the armies of the Jewish entity. Her family lost communications with her for 2 weeks after the invasion of Al-Shifa Hospital. When her sons were able to enter the area, they found her house burnt down and her burnt body lying in her bed. Comment. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressly forbade the killing by fire or any punishment linked to it. This is the case even for the enemies of Islam in times of war. The worst of punishments is by fire. The worst of punishments is by fire as a matter for the next life as ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation of the Jahannam. Ibn Abbas reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said,
لا تعذبوا بعذاب الله عز وجل يعني النار.
Do not punish with the punishment of Allah Almighty, meaning fire. Musannad Ahmad 1904, grade Sahih, authentic, according to Ahmad Shakir. As we can see, the violations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against innocent, weak, elderly women are not an easy matter without the Khilafah, Caliphate. And we must take this crime, known to instill the outrage of the Ummah. How can we be silent and inactive for the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish His deen and the righteous authority on earth to protect the honor of the women and girls in this Ummah? Now we have mass starvation and sickness killing the newborns and unborn before they even have the chance to grow old. There can be no delay or distraction in the greatest need of our time. We pray for the weak and fragile sisters who have lost all their families and men in Gaza, and those who have been left to fend for themselves in the harshest times in the history of our religion. Inshallah, we will have the victory of Amir al-Mu'mineen soon, and we will be with those who take the reward for this work and avoid the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishment ourselves. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Imran Muhammad, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.